This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado has joined a coalition of states to sue the Trump administration over how universities track student demographics. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The lawsuit focuses on a new mandate requiring colleges to hand over detailed data on the race and sex of students dating back 7 years. The administration says the data is needed to ensure schools are complying with the 2023 Supreme Court ban on affirmative action. Attorney General Phil Weiser, who's running for governor, says the Department of Education is illegally turning a statistical tool into an investigatory weapon. The filing deadline for universities is next week. States are asking a judge to halt the requirements immediately. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The city of Durango is asking residents to conserve water as the state experiences its lowest snowpack in more than 30 years. The city's water plant manager wants residents to limit watering their lawns to twice a week and postpone landscaping projects until the city is no longer in drought. The city says residents should check their toilets for leaks, as toilets alone account for a third of indoor water use. High winds and extreme fire weather continue today through tomorrow across the eastern plains and the foothills, with gusts ranging from 60 to 80 miles per hour. Xcel Energy is warning of likely power shutoffs tomorrow around 2 p.m. for residents in Boulder and Jefferson counties. The company estimates 18,000 people could be affected. A cold front will arrive on Sunday, with temperatures dropping to the 20s. Winds will die down, and there's a chance for snow. This is CPR News.